Social Work, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. This is Sarah with Family First Care. You had emailed me about Robert.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. And from what I can see in our chart, I know you guys like have hours with him, but then
yeah.
I heard that maybe he's been a little tough to reach. I don't know if that's your experience. Like,
no,
has he been?
We reach him. We had been having trouble reaching him, but we are able to reach him through the caregiver. So when we have to do our monthly calls, we'll call the caregiver and get updates and ask him the questions we need answered through that.
Right.
Do you want her number?
No, she was saying she's the one who told me that he maybe hasn't had an aide come out in a couple months. So I don't
Tiana?
Know. Tamika.
Tiana is his caregiver. Tiana Irwin.
Who is?
She's there every day from 11 to 3. Yeah.
Oh, but she works for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm sorry. I talked to his daughter.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Gotcha.
She was last there yesterday, Tiana. Yeah, and she works Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays from 11 to 3.
Okay.
And I mean, she clocks in using GPS app, and every time we call,
I believe
yeah.
you. I don't know if the. I believe you. The daughter, I think, I don't know if. Do you guys have any relationship with her at all?
Not. I don't think so. Let me pull up his initial intake.
The sense I get is that she's helpful, but I don't think she's like around that much.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh my gosh, I went on this vacation in May and like he used to never let anybody in. And then I would be the contact and nobody's called me in a while. And I was like, so are you saying
but
you think your
good.
Dad hasn't been in a couple of weeks or a couple months? And she was like, yeah, I think so. And then she told me he got mom's meals. And then I called mom's meals and they haven't served him in 2 years. So I just... I mean, he's,
I
think.
Oh, here we go. Call patient's daughter, Tamika. She was out of the country.
She provided
me with her sister's number. So we called Sabrina and she was unable to talk. And then she will discuss everything with her sister. Called Sabrina for updates.
Any concerns on your end with Mr. Colding?
Yeah, the last confirmed time, his coordinator is Rodney, and he spoke to him. He's due for a call now. His last call was 7:06, but Rodney, he calls him monthly unless there's any issues, obviously. But so he should. I'll reach out to Rodney and make sure he gives a call and checks in.
Yeah. And then I'm glad to hear that you guys have been able to get out and there hasn't been any, like, communication gaps. Any concerns? Because, like, he's eating – the way he's eating here, it seems like there might be an access to food issue or, like, he was pretty dirty.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I will speak to Tiana as well and figure out if he's giving her any trouble with his personal care or anything.
Right. And I mean, to me, he says, he definitely minimizes how much help he needs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Right.
You know, he was like, oh, I can do all that myself, but my aide does it if I ask her to. And I'm like, so is he just using help sometimes? And like, you know.
All right. And being he's in Philadelphia, I'm also going to put a call out to our traveling administrator so he can do a pop into the home.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Thanks. And I think this is more the veteran kind of like maybe refusing some help. I'm glad to hear that you guys are out there. And he's
we'll figure it out, but
Okay. And
nothing has been alarming on our end. So,
okay.
My name is Sarah.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much for calling. And
All right.
It seems like he has access to food and everything.
There's not any notes in here saying otherwise. So I'm assuming so, but I'll make sure that they check in for that in particular. Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.